Hey, everybody. Welcome to Physical Friday this week. You know, on this podcast and in a lot of the articles that I've written, I've talked about the deck of cards many, many times. It's something that I hold close to my heart. It's something that travels with me everywhere that I go. And I've done the deck of cards workout in many different countries, in many different hotel rooms, in many different locations all over the place. It is something that I take with me and I don't have to think about it too much. And I just know that I'm going to be able to get a pretty good workout in on the road. So if you don't know the deck of cards workout, you can just Google Tom Rowland deck of cards workout and you'll probably come up with a whole bunch of different podcasts as well as a few different articles. Anyway, you shuffle the cards. Face cards are 10, aces are 11, and you assign an exercise to each suit. You just turn over the cards and do whatever they say. So deck of cards is great for some things, but one problem is when it's really windy. And often in Florida and a lot of the places that we go to fish, it's very windy. So your cards blow away. So I've been kind of struggling with that and coming up with different workouts to do when it's too windy for the deck of cards. And one thing I've been playing around with is using dice as a game. And so my friend Max Baumgartner gave me some blank dice. I've been wanting to get some blank dice and play around with this kind of workout idea for a while. It's probably not new. Many people have probably come up with the same thing. But what I do like about it is that it's infinitely scalable. It's infinitely variable. And you can do it however you want. I'm going to give you a suggestion about the way that I've started playing around with it. I really like it. And you can take it as far as you want and do it in many different ways. So on Amazon right now, I'm looking and you can get a pack of 60 wooden unfinished blank dice. So basically just 60 wooden cubes. They have six sides and they will come to you for $10 or $11. So not much. You can probably find them even cheaper at your hobby shop or something where you could buy them individually probably. All you need is two or three or four dice. And what we're going to do is we're going to assign an exercise to each side. So in my example, the one I've been playing around with, I did burpees, push-ups, sit-ups, flutter kicks times 10, squats, and then I left the last one open for a joker. Now, this was intended to be used on the road where I don't know what equipment I'm going to have and I don't really know what kind of opportunities I'm going to have. I'm just expecting it's going to be too windy for the deck of cards and I might be out on the pool deck or on the beach or somewhere else. So what I'm going to do is also have another dice and or die, and I'm going to assign a different number to each side. So on the one that I've been playing around with, I did 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these two dice and I'm going to roll them and I might come up with 30 burpees. Well, that's going to be the first one. And I might decide as I go down to do the workout that I have 30 minutes. So I'm going to do this for 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm going to set a time and I'm going to, that's how long the workout's going to be. So I'm going to roll these dice for 30 minutes and I'm going to do whatever comes up. You could also do it in a way that you could say, I'm going to do 30 rolls of the dice. However you want to do it, you set your time or how many rolls you're going to do, and whatever comes up, you're going to do. And so first roll might be 30 burpees. The second roll might be 5 sit-ups. The third roll might be 15 squats. The fourth roll might be the joker. And I leave the joker on this one because I don't know what is going to be available to me. When we were doing that workouts at ICAST, I found a bus stop that had a perfect place to do pull-ups. So in that situation, I might suggest that the joker is pull-ups, or maybe there's a parking garage that we can run up. So the joker would be run up the parking garage and the number doesn't mean anything. So you can leave one side open for whatever opportunities you might find on site. That's what I've done on this one. I think it's pretty cool. And you could do this with any exercise, anything that you find. You can adjust the numbers on the other dice. In fact, I got really interested in this and I ordered a 100-sided dice. It looks like a golf ball, and it has 100 numbers from 1 to 100 all over it. And you roll this thing and you might come up with 97 burpees, and you might come up with 40 pull-ups. You might come up with whatever. I'm still playing around with this. I don't know if that's going to be a good idea or not. 100-sided dice, you need a very level surface for it to find rest. And it's kind of difficult to tell exactly what number comes up. So maybe that I got a little aggressive on that one. Maybe a 50-sided dice or a 25-sided dice might be better. Or, you know, you just do it like this. So one other thing that I thought that I would incorporate for other places where you have a little bit of equipment with you. So maybe you have a kettlebell and you have the one dice like we have explained already with the burpees, push-ups, sit-ups, flutter kicks, jokers, and squats. And then you would have another one that would have all dumbbell or kettlebell movements. So dumbbell swing, kettlebell, or dumbbell swing, dumbbell snatch, dumbbell squat, dumbbell lunge, dumbbell overhead, walking lunge, things like that that you could do with a dumbbell. And so you would roll 30, and the first one might be pull-ups, and the next one might be swings. So you'd do 30 pull-ups, 30 swings, and then you'd roll again. So just an idea. Keep it fresh. Keep it interesting. You can use your imagination. You can make this yours. Make it yours. Use the dice. And if you have some great ideas, which I'm sure that you will, send them to me at podcast@saltwaterexperience.com. I've got a pack of 60 dice. So if your ideas are great, I will put them on my dice and I will give them a try. So I hope you like this one. I promise you that the dice won't blow away in the wind, and you can do it pretty much anywhere. You throw two of these in your bag, you got to work out anywhere you go. Between that and the deck of cards, you can keep it interesting for a week. So that's Physical Friday for today. Hope you enjoy it. See ya.